This is a phase one commutation hearing under the new policy for Gregory E. Elsie, ADC number 219833. Mr. Elsie is currently serving a 7-year sentence for armed robbery and requesting time served. This is following a 7-year sentence for armed robbery, which has expired. Following this current 7-year sentence, he will go to his next consecutive sentence for armed robbery for 15 years. If he received this reduction request for time served, he would begin serving his sentence of 15 years. According to the commutation application, Mr. Elsie stated he had lost his job and was growing increasingly frustrated and stressed and decided to commit an armed robbery to hopefully obtain enough money that would last until he found a job. Stating after he was arrested, he was charged with almost 10 additional robberies that he didn't commit. When he signed his plea agreement, his attorney said the charges would run concurrently. However, due to changing judge, this didn't occur. He has limited programming, stating he had been denied access due to not having any drug or alcohol issues. There are no family or community support letters. Per the Ames report, he has received two discipline violations in 2017 and four in 2016, which two of those four were majors. According to the pre-sentence report, on October 18, 2009 and November 4, 2009 and November 18, 2009, Mr. Elsie pled guilty to 3 counts of armed robbery. He was charged with an additional 29 counts of armed robbery, which all occurred between the dates of October 2009 and November 2009. These robberies were committed at local businesses throughout Phoenix and Glendale. His crime spree ended only after he fled from the police before being apprehended. As a result of the plea agreement made of the 3 counts of armed robberies, the presumptive sentence was 10.5 years. The minimum sentence was 7 years, and the maximum sentence was 21 years. He received 7 years for 2 of the counts for each, totaling 14 years less than the presumptive, and 15 years for the 3rd count, which was less than the maximum. Counts 2 through 16, 18 through 31, and 33 were all dismissed as a result of the plea agreement, along with the sentence enhancement allegation for multiple offenses and committing offenses while on release for a separate felony offense. I do not feel the sentence was as sexist as he could have received and been charged with the other robberies and received much more time. Therefore, I'm going to make the motion to not pass Mr. Elsie on to for phase 2 hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.